Both Democrats and Republicans are in favor of the payroll tax expansion, but they disagree on how to pay for it. Yesterday, President Barack Obama threatened to veto any legislation that was paid for on the backs of the middle class. Instead, he wants to impose an additional tax on people earning over $1 million a year. The bill approved by the House only includes spending cuts. U.S. Member of Congress Steve Sutherland said this would be the 28th bill to pass the House and not the Senate, and that is something the country can't afford.
This bipartisan jobs plan extends payroll tax relief and unemployment insurance for Americans struggling under this Obama economy. It protects Social Security. It jumpstarts the private sector job-creating measures, including the Keystone Pipeline, which will create 130,000 American jobs, including the 20,000 American construction jobs up front just to put the pipeline in place. And everything is paid for with responsible spending reductions, not job-killing tax increases.
And chair of the Republican Party of Florida, Lenny Curry, called the president's promise to protect the middle class a bunch of bull.
The president is playing a class warfare, smoke and mirrors in Washington, and putting politics first. And it looks like Senator Reid and Senator Nelson are going to do everything they can to help him to continue to play these games.
President Barack Obama has also opposed any measure that includes a link to the Keystone XL pipeline project. The proposed line would pump oil from Canada's tar sands to the U.S., but opponents say it isn't in the nation's best interest, environmentally or physically. If a bill is not passed by the end of the year, the current payroll tax could jump from 4.2% to 6.2%. If a compromise is not found by Friday, lawmakers say they may consider a short-term extension to avoid the tax increase on workers. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.